Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, 2:8. Previous Mishnah had pointed out how you need to figure out net-net what you're going to be giving back to the person who lost their item, and then make the appropriate considerations in terms of how long you should keep it and run up a bill, etc. And the base of that was a pasuk, and that pasuk it says, V'haya imcha ad drosha chicha oso. You should keep it until your brother comes inquiring after it. And then it says, V'hashevosolo, and then you'll give it back to him. And the Gemara understands V'hashevosolo is superfluous. You don't need it, because in the context it's clear that you would give it back to him. Therefore, the drasha is, you have to make a consideration of what net-net you'll be giving back to him. And in the previous mission, I was talking about just considering costs and expenses. Here we're talking about also the qualitative issues of, you know, if you leave this thing long enough, it will like rot or, you know, get rusty, whatever the story is. Therefore, you have to take consideration to make sure that what you give back to him is in good shape. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Matzah Svarim, if you find scrolls, Svarim, modern Hebrew, of course, means books, but in the time of the Mishnah, they were all scrolls. Think of like a Sefer Torah. And since it's made on like organic material, klaf, it's it can get moldy if it doesn't air out from time to time, and therefore, korovehen achas l'shloshim yom. You should read through the book, or read the book. The machlok is actually if you have to go through the whole thing or not every time. Vim enigadei likros, if you don't know how to read, then just golan, just roll the whole thing through. The idea is that by getting fresh air, it'll impede the molding of the scroll. The chiddush is that since you're allowed to anyways scroll through it, we now let you read it as you're scrolling through it, because that doesn't really hurt anybody. But says the Mishnah, avalo yilmod behen betchila, that assumes this isn't the first time you're learning this, because if it's the first time you're learning the scroll, you're going to have to spend a lot of time making sense of it, and then that extra time, as you're like sort of, you know, spending time over the text, you're liable to wear it out or damage it or so on and so forth. Therefore, that you cannot do. It's only if you've kind of used it before, therefore it's kind of just reviewing, going quicker. And also, velo yikra acher imo. You can't let somebody else read it at the same time you're reading it. The concern is, you know, you're pulling to read it yours, and he's pulling it to reading it towards himself, and it can get, like, torn or something. Matzaksus, if you find clothing, then minara achas l'shloshim yom, you have to air it out every 30 days. The Gemara ends up saying, if you're talking about wool, 30 days is good for airing out, but if you're talking about linen, don't do it at all, it damages it. The point is, you have to take care of it to make sure it doesn't get ruined. Nowadays, I'm not sure if any of this really applies, to the extent that we live in sort of, you know, dry, air-conditioned, non-moldy homes. To the extent that's true, maybe it's best just to leave it on the shelf or in a box or something. V'shotcha letzarka. You also should spread it out, like to get fresh air, for its benefit. Avalo l'chvodo, but not for your benefit. Meaning, the way you sort of could sort of like brag about, you know, your wealth is to have lots of clothes on the walls to show how rich you are. You have multiple pairs of clothing and the like, or carpets, I don't know, whatever it is. The point is, you're allowed to open it for the sake of keeping the thing you found from getting damaged or wasting away, rotting, but not for your own personal glorification. The Gemara asks the question, what happens if you're doing both at the same time? You're going to put it on your walls, but it's the very day that is 30 days since the last time, and you have guests coming, so it's like you're winning and the clothing is winning. Gemara doesn't answer that question, leaves it as a question mark. Klei chesed v'klei nechoshes. If you find silver utensils, or nechoshes, which means copper, could also be referring to brass or bronze, because it's copper with some other metals as an alloy. The point is, says the Gemara, the only way to keep these things responsibly is to keep them in the ground, because in the time of the Mishnah, that was the safest place to put things, hidden away in the ground. The problem, of course, is if you leave it there forever, it'll just sort of, it'll oxidize and waste away. And therefore, you shouldn't keep it there all the time. Mishtamish behen letzarkan. From time to time, you should use it. Whatever is good for the sake of the utensils. So they shouldn't, you know, get wasted away, whatever it is. Avalola shachakan. But you shouldn't use it so much that they get worn out, either by keeping things in them too long or using them too often, which would wear away at the silver or the copper, etc. Kli zahav v'kli zechuchis. If you're talking about golden utensils or glass utensils, so those things, they don't oxidize, right? Glass just can stay put, and same with gold, for a long time, and more than that, they're pretty delicate. Glass is, of course, breakable very easily. It's fragile. Gold is typically very thin, and therefore, lo yiga behen ad shiyavo Eliyahu, don't touch it till Eliyahu Hanavi comes, meaning you have no business using these things because it's not in the interest of the person who lost it. It would just be in your own interest. Matzah sako kupa. Now, this is a little misleading. The words say if you find a sack or a box, but the point here is v'chol davar she'ein darko litol, anything that you wouldn't schlep around, meaning if it was your box or your sack that you found lying around in the downtown, you wouldn't walk around with it. So then, harei zeh lo yitol, you're exempt from taking it. That's based on the pasuk that I spoke out before, v'salamta mehem, which can be understood to be, and you shall pretend you don't see it, hide from them from time to time. The point is, if it's beneath their dignity, if you're someone of covenant, it's the kind of thing that you wouldn't walk around with. In other words, you're walking, you know, you're shopping and you see someone's combat boots outside the, you know, outside the store, and it says, this belongs to Johnny, please return, you know, if you find them. So if you're thinking, if they're my own combat, I wouldn't walk around town with combat boots in my hands, I just wouldn't do that. It's embarrassing. I'd rather just abandon them and get new ones. So if that's your attitude for yourself, then you don't have to do it for somebody else either. You can leave those boots behind, or the bag, or the sack, whatever it is that's beneath your dignity, and let someone else do it, but you're exempt.